what glass shards are called. Named for a process. Molten glass dripped into water will shatter. Something about the molecular structures. Something about watching one become a thousand. My father described the process one afternoon at the old studio, across the lot from where a ballet company stores their giant wooden nutcrackers. In the studio, he knows how to sort of find each color. His jars are lined up and packed with shards to fill in the concave plaster molds. He tries to teach me how to arrange the colors, shapes. Wants to share what life is his. I think that's what you're supposed to do with family. You get choked up otherwise. Kitchen drains after washing out a pot of burned rice. Rain gutters are crammed with leaves. First, it was sloping clay on a potter's wheel. Now designing, molding, baking, mounting slabs of glass on walls, pedestals, iron skeletons. It's why he dropped out of college, or so he tells me. Or so he told himself. Or so someone told him he wasn't good enough at anything else. His father used to buzz cut his hair every summer. Practicality was all. As soon as he moved out, my father grew his hair into a long red ponytail. He lived in the studio, plaster under his nails, took the kilns in the middle of the night, learned how to create. Fusing your shapes into something, if not durable, able to imagine solidity. Shaking of shards into the spirals and diamonds and deckled edges of the mold, sun-tipped eyes settling down, holding each other as heat flares. I cup my hand and he fills the bowl with azure and wheat, violet and umber. If you don't move, the shards are soft. We watch their gathering until my hands are full of frit, full of frit, full of frit, full of frit.